This is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. And yes, the U.S. House has passed the Red River Bill. Now, to be clear, we're talking about the Red River of the South, not the one bordering North Dakota and Minnesota. It's the one bordering Texas and Oklahoma. And there's a public domain problem. So since it's federal lands, National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Federal Lands and Public Lands Council's Director Ethan Lane joins us. Hey, Ethan.
Hey, how are you, Mick?
Pretty good. Thanks for coming back on the radio again with us so soon.
Glad to be here.
The Red River Gradient Boundary Survey Act went through the House. What's the problem?
So this is an issue that property owners on the south side of the Red River have been battling for years in Texas and on the Oklahoma side as well. This actually, for those kind of history buffs in the audience, this is the kind of thing that we sort of salivate over because it goes all the way back to the Louisiana Purchase and all the way back to Spanish ownership of parts of the West. At the time the Louisiana Purchase came into effect and subsequent transitions all the way in through Texas statehood and beyond, the boundary between Texas and Oklahoma right there has been the south cut bank of the Red River. Now, over the years, obviously that river bank has moved, you know, slightly here and there and undulated and flooded and receded and done all kinds of things. But throughout all of that time, those property owners on the south side of the Red River in the state of Texas have had a clear, consistent ownership of that property. They've paid taxes on it. They've passed it down from generations. They've bought. They've sold. They've run cattle. They've lived on that land for generations. So a few years ago, the BLM started a planning process on some land they owned on the other side of the river and essentially said, gosh, we're going to need to survey down into Texas because the river has moved, and we think we may own some of that property down there on the south side of the border. Well, anyone from Texas will tell you there is no BLM property in the state of Texas. Just because of the way the state came about, it's not a state that has federal land like so many of our western states do that we spend so much time on. So this has been a problem looking for a solution for years now. We were close last year, and this bill will finally get a survey done that the states can control, therefore protecting those private property right interests from the federal government kind of reaching in and trying to take control. It's a situation where the BLM was trying to say, we'll let you know what your private property rights are once we finish determining them, which we don't find acceptable.
Well, yeah, the cattle producer's favorite federal agency, the BLM. So how will the Red River Bill fix this? I mean, how soon will it fix this?
Well, it still needs to go through the Senate, and we're urging the Senate to take this up. Senator Cornyn from Texas has a companion bill on the Senate side that is identical to the House version. You know, last year, as I said, we had a solution we thought was going to work, and we ran into some problems with Congressman Tom Cole from Oklahoma. He raised some concerns with the Indian tribes that he does a lot of work on behalf of, and so we kind of went back to the drawing board, and we found a solution that makes everybody happy here. And you know, I think that's evidenced by the fact that what you heard on the floor yesterday in the floor debate, which was very interesting, was basically no pushback on the other side of the bill, except for Colleen Hanabusa from Hawaii. She was the only Democrat that was arguing in favor of allowing the BLM to work its magic, and she seemed to really not understand the issue because she kept talking about the fact that this was federal land that they needed the ability to survey. Well, that really gets to the heart of the issue. It's not federal land. It's private land, and we want to make sure we protect those property owners.
All right.
So hopefully the Senate will take this up quickly. We're certainly pushing them to do that so that we can finally give these guys some relief.
And I see there's like a 2-year time limit to get that done.
Yeah, and you know, once they can get this thing in the books and get the money moving and hire the surveyor that the two states agree on, we'll be off to the races. This is not a complicated process once they start the survey. It's simply getting over the hump and getting it started. The BLM has been messing around with this for 8 years just in this current phase. So we don't anticipate it needing that long to get resolved once we kind of take it out of their hands and get it moving.
All right. Well, an interesting and very long history behind all of this. Thanks for kind of maybe bringing this to a conclusion finally. Ethan Lane, the NCBA's Federal Land and Public Lands Council's director. Thank you, Ethan. And hey, we'll check in with you again soon.
Thanks, Mick. Anytime.
Yep. Bye now.